In this bulletin, Australia joins the US and Japan to condemn China's military intimidation of Taiwan. Violence flares up yet again in Gaza as the United States continues to support Israel. And in tennis, Australia's Commonwealth Games swim team arrived back home following a triumphant campaign in Birmingham. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia, the United States and Japan have condemned China's decision to fire ballistic missiles around Taiwan. The Chinese military is conducting large-scale military exercises near Taiwan following a visit to the island by US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In a joint statement, Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Japanese Foreign Minister Hayashi Yoshimasa say Beijing is gravely affecting international peace and stability. Ballistic missiles have been fired over the island, with five landing in Japan's economic zone. Senator Wong is currently attending the ASEAN summit in Cambodia and has met with her Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, to express her concerns about Beijing's unprecedented military intimidation. The United States has called for calm as violence has yet again flared up between Israel and the Palestinian territories. At least 10 people have been killed in the Gaza Strip by Israeli airstrikes, including a top commander of a Palestinian militant group. Local health officials reported that a young girl was among the dead, with dozens of others wounded. Palestinian militants from the Islamic Jihad faction have fired rockets into Israel in response to the airstrikes, with the missiles reportedly hitting Tel Aviv as well as other cities. White House National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby says the US continues to support the Israeli regime.
We absolutely fully support Israel's right to defend itself against terrorist groups that have taken the lives of innocent civilians in Israel. And look, as for the two-state solution, of course, we remain committed to a two-state solution. That was one of the president's key messages on his trip, both to Jerusalem and to Bethlehem, that we still want to see that be the outcome, but both sides have to want it too.
The Cancer Council is urging older Australians to test themselves for bowel cancer instead of spending time looking at their phones in the bathroom as part of its new awareness campaign. Their survey of more than 1,000 older Australians found at least a quarter take their mobile phones with them while they do their business, some sending and receiving texts while others read the news or play games. The council says home testing numbers for bowel cancer are low for 50 to 74-year-olds and that the time people spend on phones could be used to complete a self-testing kit. Screening rates for Australia's second biggest cancer killer currently sit at 43.5%. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says if the screening rate can be permanently raised to 60%, around 84,000 lives could be saved by 2040. Tourists have begun arriving on Chile's Easter Island after its border reopened to international traffic. The border has been closed for more than 2 years because of the coronavirus pandemic, but Easter Island Mayor Pedro Edmonds says it's now time for visitors to come and see what he has described as the world's biggest open-air museum. The island, which is over 2,000 miles from the coast of Chile, boasts over 1,000 stone statues, giant heads that were carved centuries ago by the island's inhabitants and hold UNESCO World Heritage Site status. Airline spokesperson Costanza Pizarro says more flights from Santiago to Easter Island will gradually be added as more tourists look to visit.
LATAM will gradually increase the frequency of flights as sanitary conditions permit it. We are in coordination with the authorities. The most important thing is to look after the health and safety of the islanders, the customers, and the community.
Visitors must be fully vaccinated and present a negative PCR test taken no more than 24 hours before boarding a domestic flight to the island. Tourists aboard international flights to the island must take an antigen test once they arrive. To sport now, and members of Australia's Commonwealth Games swim team have arrived back home today. Their return follows a triumphant campaign at the Games in Birmingham, where they won 65 medals in total. Many of the swimmers have told reporters at the airport that they were looking forward to celebrating their successes with family. Swimmer Shana Jack also said she does not mind the extra weight of the medals she won being in her luggage.
If I had to pay for the extra weight anyways, I would have done it because I definitely didn't want to lose those medals and lose those moments that I worked really hard for, and I'm really happy that I came away with it.
And that's the latest from SBS News.